Up to this point, we have covered some of the global consequences of DNA damaging agents. Now let's focus on how these can affect the DNA at the molecular level. As we work through this figure, consider whether you can predict if the resulting protein will be affected at all, mildly or severely, and what effect this could have on a clinical phenotype. In this figure, a short wild-type DNA sequence that codes for 4 amino acids is shown. Below are examples of different types of mutations demonstrating the consequence of the mutation on the sequence and the resulting amino acid. The first 4 mutations are all point mutations that affect a single nucleotide. The first mutation shows that the adenine in codon 3 is replaced with cytosine. You will notice that the resulting amino acid remains the same as the wild type. This is known as a synonymous mutation. In the second mutation, the guanine in codon 3 is replaced with an adenine that codes for a different amino acid, but note that the amino acid has similar chemical properties to the wild type one. This is known as a conservative missense mutation. In the third mutation, the same base is mutated, but this time the guanine is replaced with a thymine, and the resulting amino acid coded has different chemical properties to the wild type one. This is known as a non-conservative missense mutation. The fourth mutation introduces a stop codon terminating the protein chain and is called a nonsense mutation. All of these mutations can be either transition or transversion mutations. A transition mutation is when a purine base is switched with another purine base, or a pyridamine base is switched with another pyridamine. A transversion mutation is when either a purine base is switched with a pyridamine, or vice versa. The last two mutations are both insertion and deletion mutations, which can be collectively referred to as indels. In these two examples, the indel occurs in codon 2. In the first instance, an additional guanine is incorporated, and in the second example, an adenine is deleted. Indels most often result in a frameshift mutation if the number of nucleotides inserted or deleted is not divisible by 3, or if the indel disrupts a codon. The consequence of a frameshift mutation is that the reading frame is altered for all subsequent amino acids. If the indel does not alter the reading frame, it is referred to as an in-frame mutation.